Find myself at Angry Hen Brewing today in Kaslow. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Shirley Warren. I'm the head brewer and co-owner of the Angry Hen.
Perfect.
I am the Angry Hen.
There you go, yes. I always like to ask just like the easy podcast question. So what was the beer that got you into craft beer?
Oh boy, that was 100 years ago. I was actually, my parents were home brewers, and nice. So I tasted homebrew as a child, and actually homebrewed in university with my twin sister. It was terrible beer. Terrible, terrible beer. But ales, I guess, any kind of ale, that would have been my first introduction.
Yeah.
I was going to the University of Calgary when, what's that brewery? Big Rock.
Okay, yeah.
Started. And back then they had some pretty nice ales.
So, yeah, they were a big deal for a long time.
Yeah. So after I graduated, I decided that I wanted to try brewing as a profession. And so I moved to Toronto and actually got... I didn't go there specifically to get a job brewing, but found myself in Toronto. And by some happenstance, happened to meet the production manager at a place called, you know, Paul Hoyne.
Yes.
Yeah. Paul Hoyne was my first boss at, at this brewery, which I, because I'm, you know, you're asking me these questions.
Oh, of course. Remember. I'm the same way.
What the hell was it called? I want to say...
Oh. It was just a really good brewery, that's all. Right?
Not really good. I mean, it was okay. It was a production brewery. Actually, it was a good... Paul Hoyne's a really good brewer. So so I lasted there about a year. It's a production brewery. It wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't like having to do the same thing over and over and over. And so I moved from there to the Amsterdam Brew Pub.
Okay, yeah. I've had quite a few of their
Rotterdam.
Beers.
Yeah, and worked under Joel Manning, who I'm very sorry has passed away.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I think that's where I started really getting interested. It was much more interesting, and we were doing a lot of different things.
Yeah,
and
playing
and
around a little
playing
more.
Playing around. So yeah, that's where I got my beginning.
Awesome. Well, I've heard a little bit about your history in beer, even just in BC, but what's kind of your history now that you've been working in the industry for a couple years? A
couple of years. I moved from Toronto back to Vancouver, and or to Vancouver, and started brewing at Steamworks, and brewed there. I don't know if you know Harley Smith.
I don't think I know Harley.
Harley, I worked with Harley in Toronto at the Amsterdam and the Rotterdam, and he now has a brewery in Nanaimo.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Is that Longwood?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, I do. Sorry, yes, I do know him. Yes.
So he worked at Longwood, and Conrad Moser, who you, I'm sure, know,
yes,
has opened Brassneck. I worked with Conrad at the Steamworks, and he took over from me when I left to open a brew pub in Yarmouth.
Okay, yes.
So I did that. My partnership didn't work out there, so I moved on to Halifax and brewed at Garrison.
Oh, nice.
And also knew the boys at Propeller. And from there, I came back west. I wanted to come back west and started doing some contract brewing, and I also was a consultant for years. Helped set up the Crenogans, the Crenogale. And
I love those guys.
Yeah, I do too. They've been really, really fantastic people.
Yeah, and it's a cool, it's weird, a very, little farm.
Very,
oh, I love
it's
it.
A it's lovely.
Yeah,
they actually won a trip to New Zealand, and I got to do I don't know what you'd call it. I brewed while they were away for a month.
Yeah, you took over.
I took over. Yeah, what else did I do? So I did that for a while. I've traveled across the country, set up a brewery in Cape Breton.
Nice.
Big Spruce. I don't know if you've heard of that.
That name sounds familiar.
Beautiful beer. And Newfoundland, Port Rexton.
Jeez.
Brewing. So.
Yeah. Worked so at a lot of breweries all over the country. Yeah. why didn't you go to the rest of the provinces?
Yeah. Prairies. Meh. I grew up on the prairies. I didn't want to go there.
They're all flat, right?
They're flat. Too flat. I like lakes and mountains.
I don't blame you. Me too. You've opened a couple, but what brought you to open up Angry Hen here in Kaslow?
Well, I was doing some contract brewing at a little brewery in Asuyus. I don't like to mention it because the water was so terrible. I had a hard time brewing beer that I could even drink.
Mm-hmm.
But they eventually didn't want to have the brewery, and they asked me what they should do about it, and I said, well, sell it to me. So I took... It was a very nice brewery. It was a Newlands knockoff, so
okay,
I love Newlands equipment. And so I took all that equipment and came to was in Vancouver and couldn't get anything going. Just I tried. There were lots of interest, but nobody had the bucks. And so I sold it eventually to someone in Alberta. And both my partner, who is a business partner here, and I wanted to get out of Vancouver. We've been wanting to move from Vancouver ever since it, you know, started to go down the way it is. And
overpopulated?
Overpopulated, and, you know, we're renters, and we knew our time was coming to be kicked out of our place. So we decided to move here. Fran had a sister here, and we had been coming here in the summers, and it was a town that I really thought, yeah, I could live here.
Yeah, my mom used to spend quite a few summers here. Yeah, she really likes this place.
It's just such a beautiful little town. Yeah. So, we decided I needed to work, and we just decided that, I don't know, I could shoot myself sometimes now, but be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, exactly. At least you get
that view. It's great. I really, it's a lot of hard work, but it is a beautiful town, and the town has been really supportive, and so that's a great thing.
That's all that matters,
it's a meeting
really.
Place now for people, and
it's the new coffee shop, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we're here. And I love it. I wake up every day and go, I live here. Even if it's raining or snowing, I wake up and I'm pretty happy that I moved here.
That's awesome. That's all that matters, really, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a big nerd for names of places or beers or whatever. So where did you come up with Angry Hen Brewing?
Well, I am the Angry Hen. I think we were a bunch of us, some brewers, were sitting around and trying to come up with a funny name for a brewery, and Angry Hen came up, and my friend Julie Steins came up with it, and she pointed at me and said, Angry Hen.
So works?
It works, yeah.
It's awesome. I guess let's move into the brew house now. What's the size of your brew house itself?
It's a 7-barrel system. It's the brew house is a Newlands system. We got ours just before they went under, unfortunately.
That's really lucky.
Yeah. I know there were other brewers that weren't so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, brewing equipment is pretty expensive, so our fermenters, hot liquor tank, and conditioning tanks came from China.
Which is pretty typical.
Yeah. And it was a place that Conrad knew of, and so they had a good, someone who could actually say that their equipment was...
It was good, and it wasn't just garbage,
stand up, so, yeah.
That's good.
So,
how many fermenters do you have?
I have 4 7-barrel fermenters. Okay. I've got a 400 hec open top fermenter, and I have a 2.5-barrel fermenter that I use. I've got a little pilot system, so I use that.
I saw it back there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess moving to the front of the house, can you just tell people kind of about the tasting room, what the plan was behind the design for people who haven't been here before?
It was kind of a collaboration. The guy who actually did the building loves wood, so we got these lovely chunks of wood for the door frames, and it was an old building. Very lucky. We found this building when we first moved here, and that's really the impetus for it, you know, starting and going. It was kind of a little. It was falling down.
Yeah, that's most of the buildings that breweries are in, I think.
So we decided, this was the building, and we'd kind of looked up. It had a false ceiling, and it didn't look very lovely when we bought the place. But we knew there was potential for it to be a really great space.
Yeah.
And where the patio is was just an open lot, so we had to add on to the back and then to the side of the building. And we knew that we wanted a patio, and that patio, I mean, it has just an amazing
It's got a beautiful
view of the mountains and the lake. And
can you actually see the paddle wheeler from
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
So when we saw the building, we went, brewery for sure.
Definitely, yeah. Just walking down the street, it's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Actually, just thinking, what was the idea behind the tap handles? I love, like, the butcher knife.
I had worked with a friend of mine, Terry, in Vancouver to come up with a logo. And that was the logo. And then I have another friend, Bob Ellington, who does metalwork. And he's the one who made the tap handles.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, I think they're really cool. It's really distinct because usually it's a piece of wood or it's just, the standard tap handle. They really stand out.
Yeah. Yeah. He did a really good job.
Yeah, he did. So every brewery kind of needs a hook to bring people in. Kind of what's your hook for your beer?
I don't know. I never thought of it that way. Quality?
Yeah. Is there like styles you aim for? Or
I pretty much... I'm open to doing any kind of style. You know, I've just started getting into sours. I I'm an old gal, and I mostly was an ale brewer. I liked to do lagers as well, but I really sort of have been taken by the sour revolution, and also the hazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't like all hazies, but I really like the juicy, fruity.
Yeah. I think the problem is there's a lot of breweries that aren't doing them right, and that's why you don't like all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I like balanced beer. Yeah. And that's, I mean, if there's anything that I learned from all the people that I apprenticed with, it was about balance. And so that's...
It's a good thing to strive for.
Yeah.
So do you have a core lineup of beers that you run, or...
Yes, we always have, it's because this is such a small place, and it's sort of the beer revolution is kind of coming as a wave out here.
Yeah.
You have to have some beers that are approachable, and so the Kölsch style is one of them.
Yep.
I always like to have a lager on, so I made a lager for the lager sports days here. People really like that, a bit of a corn lager.
Okay, yeah.
And I always have I do the Helles or the lager, sort of.
On and off.
And then, of course, always a pale ale.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nice hoppy Mosaic pale ale.
Love Mosaic.
Yeah, and IPA. I mean, you always have to have an IPA on, so.
Do you have, like, a seasonal lineup that you do or one-offs that you kind of do once in a while?
I do the Happy Cock Bock. Every year.
Yep. I love that name.
And actually the other one is Old Bitch. We always have Old Bitch, which is a bitter, but people, you know, you have to be careful that you don't call it a bitter.
Yeah, I know. It's so ridiculous because they'll be like, I don't like bitter beers. Can I get the IPA?
And yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just hear that so often.
It's
I don't think you understand.
So, yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I'm planning to do a ghost, and I like to do fruit beers as well, so I have a cherry tart on. We have a cherry tree, sour cherries here in Caslow, and we've actually bagged our tree. And by that, we have to bag them out here because they have that little weevily thing that goes into the cherries. So we actually bought a bag and bagged our tree, so we don't have extra protein in our beer.
What a pain.
So, yeah, I like to do fruit beers and wild, funky things. I like Brett, so.
So do I.
Making some Brett beers.
So we're in the tasting room. You sell your beer here. Do you sell your beer elsewhere?
Yeah. There's a board.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Over there, we sell. There are some restaurants here in town. We sell to places in Nelson, Rosslyn, Creston, Kimberly, Surtur, Kelowna.
So mostly the Kootenays then, and then a little bit Okanagan?
Yeah. I did send a couple of kegs to Vancouver to my friend Blair, who is the head brewer at Bomber.
Bomber, yeah.
Yeah, so we were doing a
little swap.
Swap of
nice
beers.
Blair's great. Bit.
Yeah, he's here.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's visiting.
Oh, geez, he's in Nelson. I have to send him a message. That's where I'm staying.
No, he's staying here.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. We'll be crossing each other's path.
Yeah.
All right, for taking home, do you do growler fills?
Yes,
or I see growlers.
Have two, yeah, we have two sizes of growler, the 64 and the 32 ounce. Yeah. And we do have a growler.
I'm a big fan of growlers. Yep. You can take them anywhere.
Yes, yeah. Always need cans.
Yes, they don't break if you drop them by accident in the woods when you're hiking or at the beach.
That's right.
They're much better that way. So what's it like running a small little brewery in a town in the Kootenays?
It's
a small population. Yeah, I forget what it is again.
It's, we've had to sort of make some adjustments to our business plan. You can't rely on the tasting room for all your money. You have to get your product out. So, yeah, we keg, and we're hoping to do some canning on a bigger scale and getting some of our cans out.
That'd be great,
packaging, a little bit.
As much as you can make more money on your beer in-house, if you don't have enough people in-house because it's a really small town.
Yeah, although it's changing, you know. Year to year, there's more and more people who have discovered us. So,
yeah.
So it's also getting your name out. And
doesn't hurt either that, you know, in Vancouver, a house starts at $1 million. And just, you know, it doesn't get much cheaper as you leave Vancouver.
No.
So you got to go drive a long way.
There's lots of... Lots of people moving here.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people escaping the big smoke.
Yeah.
What's the beer scene like here in the Kootenays? It's quite spread out. It's much different than the bigger cities.
Yes, of course. Nelson now has three breweries, and East have four, but now I guess there's three.
Yeah.
So we are. You know, you have to make it a trip to Caslo. It's it's 50 minutes to get here. So but people do it. We're getting more and more people from Nelson and Rosslyn as well. Like, people will come.
I guess it's only it's not much further from there, really.
No,
it's 2 hours maybe.
Yeah,
approximately.
Like that.
Yeah. It's about an hour from Nelson, I think. Yeah,
I think it's starting to happen. I mean, there's new breweries going in Revelstoke and
Castlegar's getting one. I heard,
one.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there people are definitely getting on the craft beer.
That's good.
Yeah, the
more
the merrier.
For us,
I think.
To come out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All those city folk.
Yes. Well, it's such a great drive.
I mean, oh, God, really, is it ever? So, yeah. So. I mean, it's a long drive, but you're never bored.
No.
I did it by myself, and I was still having a great time, and all I do for work is drive, so it's not too bad. One of the things I like to ask, other than the Angry Hen, what are some things to bring people out to Caslo here?
Oh, boy. The hiking, the mountain biking, the heli skiing, the panoramic view.
Yeah.
The lake. I mean, you know, if you like fishing, that's also a big thing.
Fishing,
it's
boating.
It's just lovely here. It's just, I would just come for the peace and quiet and
definitely
the beauty.
It's got a lot of that. Even though right now it's raining.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first got here, you could see every peak and it was beautiful.
And the weather will change.
Yeah. Give it 10 minutes.
By this afternoon, and maybe sunny again. Who knows?
mountain weather. It always changes.
Yes, exactly.
I guess, do you have any events coming up? Probably like a month and a half out, 2 months out or something?
Well, we have the Jazz Fest, which you have probably heard of.
That's what my mom used to come for, yeah.
Yeah. So that will be happening the last weekend in July.
Okay.
And the Lager Sports. Lager Sports. May. And then Jazz Fest.
Okay.
I did a ride, yeah.
What's that one?
I guess it's just a long distance bike ride.
Oh, okay.
It's a race, but. Yeah.
Okay. Fun. Is there anything else you'd like to tell people about your brewery before we close her up?
Come and see Caslo and come and see the brewery. Come and have a beer. It's like you'll be in the best place ever.
Awesome. Do you know where people can find you online?
Do you know Angry Hen at, well, I... Me basically. Personally? Or
well, no.
Just angryhenbrewing.com.
And what's the address here for people to know?
This is 343. I always get it backwards. 343 Front Street. So we're on the main drag across from the Moy, which is also a great museum to come and see.
I went there just before here, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Like to shout out to our Patreon supporters. We've got Liz from Hop Bower. We've got Indie Beer Show out of San Diego and Steve. So if you want to find us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/Pacific Beer Chat. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro. I